Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to ACC News, the unique internet broadcast series that brings you together with some of the most amazing and interesting individuals from the world of business, industry, health and wellness, art, entertainment, and many more. From company owners, CEOs, and presidents, to the most inspiring people who create the magic behind the scenes that make their company's products and services so special. Here is your opportunity to live their experience and journeys through the words of the ones that actually made it possible. Live worldwide. This is ACC Global News.
Greetings to everyone from around the globe. I welcome you back to another wonderful segment here with ACC Global News. And again, we all welcome all listeners from North and South America, and also our listeners from overseas. I am your host, Matthew Connor, and again, I'm very happy to be with everyone here today. And really, we have a very exciting show over here for everyone. We actually have back with us our wonderful guest, certified consulting hypnotherapist, and also women's intimacy dating coach, Ms. Karadak Silk. And again, for anybody tuning in today that's over the ages of 40 or 50 that's, I guess, struggling with intimacy in their relationship, in their life, or perhaps you have found yourself single at this time and you're trying to really get yourself back into the dating scene, but really not sure how or where to even begin. Please grab a seat, get very comfortable, because again, the information that Karadak will share with us today, it could possibly change your life and your situation forever. Now, it is now Wednesday, the 13th of September, and I would like to remind everyone tuning in, especially many of our listeners from overseas, if you do miss any portion of our segment today with Karadak, or if you want to hear any of the previous segments that we've had with her, please visit our Blog Talk Radio website. Please visit blogtalkradio.com/ACC Global Media. And also, if you're a big part of social media, just about all of us are, and many of you actually are tuning in from Facebook today, you can listen to the show live from Facebook as well. We are also on Twitter at twitter.com/ACC Global Media. And again, you can listen to the show live from that platform as well. Now, again, as I touched on earlier, there are so many of us out there find ourselves single, perhaps after the age of 40 or 50, and we're really not sure what to do or really how to get back into the whole dating scene. And this is something, especially if you've lived a certain life for the previous 20 years, and you really find yourself kind of lost in this situation. You don't know where to begin. Many things have changed. Technology has changed. Who do we go to for help? And really, that's where amazing people like Karadak Silk actually come in. And again, Karadak has really a wonderful professional and really educational background. She's earned a bachelor's degree in sociology and psychology, a master's in human services and counseling. And what Karadak, again, has done is really dedicate so much of her life, over 25 years, to really working as a life coach and an intuitive counselor. And what she really did was help people in all facets of life. But she herself went through many challenges with divorce, intimacy issues, and again, many obstacles that are very common to so many of us around the country. And really what Karadak was able to do was really create a judgment-free and really a supportive environment to enhance self-esteem in many people and build personal and also professional confidence as well. and to the many people out there that are struggling with intimacy issues and dating issues, Kadok is really taking her own life experience, her own success, and she's sharing that with others to really save you the trouble of really trying to get this information, and for the people that actually never get it, the people that end up alone for the rest of their lives. Again, everyone, please tune in. We have an absolutely wonderful and also a very exciting show today. So to our audience today, I am very proud to present to you Women's Intimacy Dating Coach, Ms. Kadok Silk. How are you doing today, Kadok?
Wonderful. How are you, Matthew?
I am doing very well. We're very happy to have you. Now, Kadok, for the people that didn't get a chance to catch our prior segment, which was actually absolutely wonderful, we'll go over a few of those things from that segment today as well. But if you could please share with them, who exactly is Kadok Silk?
Well, at this point, and I'm always evolving. That's the fun part. But at this point, I'm a 60-year-old woman who had been married for about 27 years. I kind of went through the divorce situation, the dating situation in my 50s. That was extremely It was fun. It was exciting, but boy, was it scary as well. So I always share a lot of those kinds of stories too. I you know, at this point have decided that I want to share more with women that have those same needs, that are either had never dated, many because, you know, they're just now thrown into that kind of a situation, or have spent most of their life alone working and doing other things and now have decided it's possible and things that they want to do. Or they may be in relationships and still feel, you know, that the relationship isn't all that they would like it to be. I will share that after the dating, I do have a relationship now for the last 7 years, so...
Oh, yes. And can you actually share your personal journey in a little bit more detail, and just so that many of the women out there can know what you've actually went through?
Sure, sure. Well, when I met my husband, he was meant to be my transition man. I never thought that we would have a relationship at all. I had broken up from a long-term dating that I had done through high school and college and thought, okay, I'm just going to have a wild time. Well, it ended up not being so wild. We got married. We were together for 27 years. And I think, as I've shared in previous calls, one day I had noticed that he was not happy. And I said to him, "You're not happy." He says, "Yes." I said, "Okay, do you want to do anything about it?" He said, "No." I said, do you want to separate?" He said, "Yes." And that was the extent of the whole conversation. At that point, we were separated.
Wow.
You know, so I never quite got the, you know, the confirmation on what happened or why, but that's okay. You don't necessarily need that. The closure you can do on your own, and that threw me at 50 years old into. You know, opening up to dating, because I knew that for me, and not for every woman, but for me, I wanted a man in my life. I that was something that I really enjoy. I like having the intimacy. I like the sexuality a lot, and I also enjoy just having someone to talk to and someone else to just be around, the energy of the male energy in my home.
And when we initially did speak, you spoke about, you know, things such as past life regressions. What does that actually mean to you?
Well, what I do past life regression for myself as well as for others. I noticed early on in my relationships, especially as I started dating and with my ex-husband, that there were memories, past life memories coming through. And so as I've explored that more for myself, I've also explored techniques on how to get deeper and how to find out more. What I do is I take people either through a guided meditation or hypnosis into deeper states and deeper levels where they're very relaxed and where they get an opportunity to either, to again sort of experience a different past life. Through hypnosis, it becomes very cathartic. I've had people go and find the past life where they first lost their confidence, you know, what happened. Once they see it, once they realize it, then they can come back and say, oh, okay, well, that's past. That was done. Now I understand. I don't have to carry that and do that anymore. It can be quite amazing. Does that answer your question?
No, absolutely it does, and thank you for sharing that with the audience. And we're going to get into a few topics, but before anything, I really want you to let the audience know what exactly you do. Can you please share the services that you provide, and how do you actually hold your sessions?
All right. Well, the easiest is how I hold my sessions. They're either in person, on the phone, just talking like you and I do, or on the internet. I have ways of doing, you know, like Hangouts and Skype, and there are different methods depending on what different people are comfortable with. So that's the simple part. After that, it really is absolutely unique to individuals. I offer services such as the counseling piece, the intuitive counseling piece, where it's just counseling, or sort of a la carte just hypnosis, if that's all someone wants to do, is do a hypnosis session to, say, lose weight or to be more confident, or, you know, things like that. Then we can target and do it just through one or two sessions. Also, the past life regression is another service. But through the counseling, which is what a lot of women need, is the opportunity to not only share their concerns and their questions in a very open environment, but to also realize that there's so many things we can pull upon. We have so many powers we're not aware of, using our intuition, using our feelings of understanding energy, how different people can you know, invade our energy, and how to stop them from doing that. Probably everybody in the audience has had that, where someone has, like, come too close to you, and you can feel them just invading your personal space, even though they haven't touched you. It feels like they have. Yeah. And there are ways to, and some people actually give you that feeling from further away. Let's put it that way. Sometimes you know when you walk in the room, it's like, So we work with a lot of different things. I work with divination tools as well, and as I said, the intuition piece, and work with each woman individually on, okay, what do we want to target? What do you really need? What can we do to move you along quickly? The lovely part about life coaching is it assumes that every person, every woman has all they need within themselves. It's just pulling it out. It's just drawing it out and allowing them to feel comfortable expressing it and to feel strong in their own powers.
And we did touch on relationships before, and I know many people that are tuning in today that happen to be single, you know, over the ages of 40 or 50. In what areas can you help women in finding, let's say, new relationships?
Well, again, that is unique, but for the most part, what we do is, first, it's being open. Is she ready? Is she open? Do we need to work on that piece first, making her feel like she's ready and confident and comfortable with it? So we certainly start there. A lot of women already are. I do help them with negotiating the dating, with negotiating how one can go from not having done anything to suddenly being able to feel comfortable either. And for some women, it is walking into a group and making eye contact and feeling comfortable that way. I preferred the online dating. I found that was the best way for me. And so I work with them on, okay, how to set up a profile, how to make that work for you. And what do you do when things aren't working? Because as we all probably remember, from high school on, you know, there's a lot of disappointments and there's a lot of things that happen that you're like, well, I thought he liked me. Why didn't he call? You know, kind of things. and then that can kind of shake your self-esteem. And so I'm there to handhold and to make sure that they, you know, can get through those tough times too.
And you know, really getting now to the topic of, let's say, sex and intimacy, For the many women over, let's say, the ages of 50, how does that really change for them at this point?
Well, a lot changes. It's surprising. Of course, our desires don't necessarily change. For women, there is an increase as they get older, and for men, there tends to be a bit of a decrease, and that's just how our hormones work. You'll always hear women say how unfair that is, that they come into their own at 30 and men at 17, you know. But that's okay. You know, we kind of even out about 50, so that's working good. And what happens with women's bodies is there's physical changes as well. So there are things like, you know, their vaginas begin to thin, and that's just natural. They become less moist. That's natural. It's just things that they may need to, they may not have known were natural. A lot of women, when things are different, they're like, oh, that they think it's just them. You know, that's always, I think, our go-to place is, I'm the only one, you know. and that's absolutely not true. And the other things is sometimes now, you know, 50 is a good starting point, but women are having sex up into, you know, their 80s. And so there are other things like, okay, have you had some joints issues? You know, they may have been replacements. You may have some back issues.
I was about to ask, is there any risk involved when you're actually trying to start back up after all of that time? I mean, is it something that should be safe for most people?
Well, yeah, it's just as safe as it was when you were 20 as far as the things you need to be concerned about. You still need to use condoms. You still need to protect yourself from sexually transmitted diseases and things like that. The main difference is that as our bodies age, we have those different physical limitations. And it's not that we can't have sex. It's just, you know, you just have to learn different positions or different ways of doing things. We all become more difficult to arouse, both women and men. And so sometimes it takes a little bit more, foreplay, a little bit more having some fun or some snuggling beforehand than we had done prior, you know. So that's one thing to think about is that, okay, because many women, again, taking that self-esteem issue into play, think that men are almost like, you know, like you push the button and they're ready, you know. And as they get older, that's less and less true. Now, you know, with Viagra and other things, it's a little different. And those are their own questions. But what women have to realize is that then they really have to take more on their own that we're not used to doing. Most of us were raised with, you know, women don't do that. The men are the ones that initiate. And that's, at this point in our lives, it's time for them to feel very comfortable with some initiating and realizing it may take a little bit longer, but the results are worth it.
And once you actually get started, what are some of the benefits of, let's say, maintaining a healthy sex life after that age?
Oh, there are amazing benefits. It's extremely good for your health. It's very good. I think most of us know the first thing we do afterwards is fall asleep, and it's usually a very, very strong, good sleep, a deep sleep. So getting our sleeping patterns, you know, working with getting more sleep and is always healthy for us. It's one of those things that feeling physical closeness is so healthy, and another thing that has been, you know, so it's really one of the best things you can do. Even if you can't necessarily have a partner, I mean, masturbation, is one way of, again, it releases stress. It'll help you sleep. It also has health benefits.
And now you also have a special website that really gives people an opportunity to find different things to kind of spicing up their lives and their sex lives or perhaps even relationships. Can you please share with the audience about your website about Wise Women, wisewomenkardak.com, and for everyone out there, you can actually also find that directly through kardak.com as well. If you could please share some of that information with the audience.
Well, what I've done was I realized that I wanted to create something that was just for women, so that they could, at a place where they could begin to explore sexuality, have something too that was, as I've been talking about, geared toward the older women. Most of the sites I go to are have young 20 or 30 somethings, and you know, I can't contort in those positions. I don't have that energy either, and I realized that many women didn't, and so this is something that's just geared for them. I am working on putting more and more blog posts and information on there, but I also have a sex toy link where you can find, it's like the world's largest online place to find things, and even just looking can kind of be arousing. You don't even necessarily have to buy anything, you know, but it does give you some ideas, and it's just a fun thing to do.
Yes, our research team did learn that you really have a wonderful, you know, intimacy product selection on your website for wise women. Can you please share with the audience a few of these products and really what they can do to really help spicing up your sex life?
Well, I know last time I talked about lube, and of course that's one of the important things, is as things become less moist, you having some lubrication will make everything a lot more pleasant. But there are so many other things you can do. Just finding things that are sexy clothing, a little lingerie or some fun panties or things like that. You may think you look funny in it because you're like, oh well, I can't wear that kind of stuff. But you would be surprised that the gentleman in your life may still find it extremely sexy. Our tastes change, our vision changes, and just doing something new and different, and it can just make you feel more fun. You know, some of the things that work the best are there's like one of my favorites is called it's called the bullet, and it's exactly what it looks like. It's just like a tiny little encased bullet, maybe about an inch or 2 inches big. And it vibrates like crazy, and you can change the settings. It's not terribly expensive, and you can kind of move it anywhere on your body or your partner's body that you want to kind of enhance things. You know, make it go fast, make it go slow, and it as I said, for such an inexpensive little toy, it's a lot of fun, and it can really get to all the right places when you need to.
And I'm sure many of the women out there are actually definitely very interested in really trying it out. I don't even mean to get too personal now, Cardi, but have you personally used any of these products? And if so, how has it helped you?
Well, as I said, the little bullet is one of my favorites, so yes, I have. And I have used several of the other products as well. What it does is it adds just that little bit of extra, oh, this is something different. It kind of takes you out of the day-to-day of having, you know, because many of us, as with anything in life, fall into a pattern, and you're kind of like do the same old all the time. And adding a little bit more, especially as we're a little slower to arouse, can just make it fun. Also, you know, there are many times when one needs to, you know, take care of one's own needs, without a partner. And of course, many of the toys are great for that. They, you know, have the ability to get into places that you maybe cannot on your own, and it's just worth playing with. Yeah, it's definitely worth trying different things out.
Mm-hmm. I know many of the women tuning in are very excited to get the opportunity to try it. Now, for the women, again, that are really looking to get that information to really get their life, their sex life going, or getting a nice relationship partner to really get the opportunity, how soon can some of these women expect to get results in their personal lives or sex lives once they actually start working with you?
Well, again, with the individuality, that will take a that will make differences. But I usually give people things that they can start with right away, things that'll start making small, sometimes they're small changes, but sometimes they can be extremely dramatic changes. So usually within the first session, I'm giving them something. And then we just continue to grow on that as needed, or to work with if there have been traumas or other things in their lives that do make the sessions last, you know, or go on for a little bit longer to clear.
And again, with the focus and as far as relationships, and again, many people tuning in, you know, they hear us talking about, you know, getting the opportunity to have such a wonderful sex life. Please share with some of these women, why is it so difficult for women over 50 to really get back into that dating scene, to really get that opportunity?
To get back into the scene.
Yes.
I think it's a scary thing. You know, it was always scary, but as younger women, there's that drive within us to find a mate and get married or have children. And even though many women choose not to go that route, there's some, they've called it the biological clock, but there are things about how we are physically reacting, how our phenomes are activated and with the different men that at early ages, you know, we're kind of geared. This is what we do. Because we're looking for, ideally, you know, a mate that will be good for our, you know, to raise children with. As we grow older, that changes. And it becomes scarier just because, especially after 50, partially because we don't feel our bodies look at all the same, partially because it's a stepping out of your comfort zone. You have to actually go somewhere or talk to someone or, you know, join a group. Even the online dating, I think a lot of people find very intimidating because of the technology. That can be a little scary, too. Many people don't like it because of that. I've had some clients that are like, no, not for me. I'm like, that's okay. That's fine. But they really are finding more and more women, I think, are finding that it's worth it. That it's worth it. I mean, even if you just go for coffee every once in a while and have some conversation, you don't necessarily have to bring it all the way to getting married again or any of that. You know, just start small. Start in little steps.
And most importantly, Carter, I want you to share with the audience, because again, there's so many different people out there, relationship, you know, experts and therapists. Well, what do you feel really sets you apart from many of these other people that do offer similar services?
Well, I think a lot of things I believe set me apart. One thing is certainly that I have discovered that people can talk to me and I can talk to them about just about anything. So there really isn't any boundaries as far as that's concerned. I'm able to listen and to not pass judgment, and that's a big deal. A lot of counselors that I've talked to or have they're a little jaded sometimes, or they have sometimes predisposed ideas of what's causing issues for people. I'm very open as far as all that's concerned and really start with the person. I also bring such an amount of tools because I have both the counseling tools, the coaching tools, the intuitive tools to bring in, past life, and you know, working with parts that maybe people have never thought about, like their energy and how their energy runs through their body, as we talked about before, how other people could be affecting them.
And if you could please, you know, we have a little over a minute left. If you could please share with the audience, where can they actually go to get more information, or let's say sign up for one of your great programs? Also, please share again where they can go to get some of those wonderful products that you do have as well.
Sure. Well, Karadak.com is my main site, and as you said, you can get to the wisewomen.karadak.com from there. And on the Wise Women section is where I have it's on the home page the moment you see it, sex toys. So it's very hard to miss, and you can go straight to that, and rather than having to give people another URL. And that's an affiliate site. You will see my name on that site and information, and I will probably start be doing some reviews on some of the products. I have not done that before, but after talking to you, I think it's a great idea.
Yes, and to the many women out there, I know many of you are interested and are looking to get this going, and I know some of these single women out there feel lost. Again, please reach out to Karadak. Please reach out to someone that's had that experience, that's actually been there, and she's been able to overcome this and really change her life, you know, having a great relationship, a great sex life. Please reach out to her. Again, this can be you as well. To our audience out there, I thank you very much for joining us. And Karadek, do you have any parting words for the audience today?
No, not really. I just, you know, you can do so much. Feel good about yourself, your energy. So really, just get started. Those little steps, one little step today.
Yes. And again, I thank you all for joining us. And to you as well, Karadek, I thank you very much for joining us today. You have a wonderful day.
Thank you.
Bye.